Learning to avoid breaking up the Google Workspace DK IAM setup. The article discusses the importance of properly enabling DK IAM domain keys, identified mail, for Google Workspace to ensure effective email authentication. It highlights that many users often stop after the first step of the DK IAM setup, which can lead to communication issues despite DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting and conformance, functioning normally. The setup begins with generating a pair of cryptographic public and private DK IAM keys and configuring the DNS to serve the DK IAM record under the appropriate subdomain, Google, domainkeys.example.com. Merely completing this first step is insufficient for Google to sign emails with the custom domain. The second step involves generating a DK IAM record using an online tool, adding it to the domain's DNS, and then activating DK IAM in Google Workspace by clicking the Start Authentication button after waiting 24 to 48 hours for DNS changes to propagate. The article notes that even if DK IAM is not properly configured, DMARC can still work due to SPF records, typically including sbf.google.com, which helps emails pass SPF checks. Gmail's use of the sender's address in the envelope from header further ensures SPF alignment, allowing DMARC to function despite DK IAM issues. However, it warns that certain Google applications, like calendar invites, may cause SPF alignment failures due to their use of a Google domain in the envelope from header. In these cases, DMARC relies on DK IAM, and if DK IAM is not configured, DMARC will fail, potentially leading to rejected emails, especially with a strict DMARC policy. To avoid problems when enabling DK IAM on an existing domain, the article recommends switching the DMARC policy from rejects to quarantine initially to prevent false positives and ensure smoother email delivery.